This audio is produced and distributed by the Christian Biblical Church of God, Post Office Box 1442, Hollister, California, 95024-1442. To visit our websites, they are cbcg.org and biblicaltruthministries.org. This is going to be a short segment because I want to read to you some comments about what's going on in Ethiopia. Very interesting. And I told you, I'll mention again, even though I mentioned it in the past, one day we get an email from Kashan, K-A-S-S-A-H-U-N, Kashun, Ayil, Kashun Ayil. And he wrote a letter and he said, after he got the book, The Day Jesus the Christ Died. So he wrote an email and said, can I translate this into Hamitic? So Jim brought it up and we talked about it. We said, well, let's give him a try. Go ahead. So about a month later, maybe a month and a half later, go down to Post Office Box and here's this package from Ethiopia. Open it up, and here's a hand translated with a ballpoint pen the whole book, The Day Jesus the Christ Died. And we said, wow, he must be sincere. I mean, you're not going to take all the time and send it. Now, the key thing was he didn't ask for any money, which is notorious for Africa and India. And when we send out the books and everything, it looks like we're a huge, gigantic church with all kinds of money. But we're not. We put it into quality things, so we'll have some things for the coming generation. Now, he since has translated, let me finish the story. So we got this. So I asked Jim, I said, send him an email, since he didn't ask for any money, and ask him how much it would be for a computer and the programs to do it with regular typesetting on a computer. So he wrote back and said it'd be about $1,200. So we sent him $1,200. A short time later, we got the finished product when Jesus the Christ died, and it looked really, really good. So since then, he's translated which day is the Christian Sabbath, the beliefs booklet, and quite a few other things. And he's been busy, as I have read before, some of the things that he has done and where he's gone. In fact, I read the one about where he walked 6 hours to get to a place. And I think about us old softies over here in the U.S. And if I would tell the average American, well, we meet over here 6 hours away, and oh, by the way, you have to walk. I don't think anybody would show up. But anyway, got a comment the other day from someone saying, boy, that's quite an example, isn't it? You know, you walk 6 hours to get there, and then you preach for three when you arrive. So he's been translating, and the last one he did was Occult Holidays or God's Holy Days, and he put it in book form, same size as the book we put out. He had a little abbreviated cover, but it has the skull and the Ten Commandments tablets, so you can tell that, and the overall cover is gray, and it's kind of a yellow-orange. For the title of it, looks pretty good. And of course, since I can't read Hamitic, then we have to depend on his accuracy. But we have some letters that I want to read, which will tell you about the accuracy of what he has and what is happening. So when I read these, I want you to think about your attitude toward things compared to the attitude that we're going to see that these people have. So here is an email from Kashan about the book. Dear Jim, we are all fine here, and we're thanking God that I fully believe that you and all the family of CG out there are fine also. I'm writing this email to inform you that I'm planning to have three evangelistic trips to three towns in Ethiopia beginning next week on Wednesday by their invitation. I've already prepared 60 various books, even though that is not enough because of lack of money, to give to those who requested our translated materials. 35 copies of them, Occult Holidays or God's Holy Days, which, 10 books, The Day Jesus Christ Died, 7, Which Day is the True Christian Sabbath, 8, Is God a Trinity? I have finished with the money that Fred sent 3 months ago. If it is possible, and I'm not bothering you, we need some money for the following requested books. So, he's able to produce this book, the Cold Holidays or God's Holy Days, which, very nicely done, for $5.80 a piece, which is cheaper than we can do them and mail them over there. So he wanted to do 70, and then 40 books The Day Jesus the Christ Died, and that cost $4.50 to do those. 50 booklets Is God a Trinity, and it cost $1.10 to each one, so that's $55. Total of 106 books and booklets, total cost of them will be $746. And he's not asking any money for himself. He's not asking any money for any untoward emergencies, which we have found to be pretty typical from a lot of people sending in requests, which we don't fulfill. The requests are many, but I don't want to be a burden in asking money from you from time to time. I've carefully chosen the above for several requests. Please understand me. I am not for money here. I am to serve the people's need in whatever way God wants. God knows my heart. I hope to hear from you soon. Convey sincere greetings to Fred and for all those who are serving with him. Thanks for all your prayers and support. God bless. Christian love. Kashan. Then here are some emails that he got, because he's got a little website up there himself now, doesn't he?
No, it's coming to us. Oh,
it's coming to us. Okay.
And then...
So there are other people in Ethiopia getting on the website, because he puts in their, you know, www.cbcg.org. So they go on, and they send the request to Ron, and Ron forwards them to Jim. Okay.
And to Kashan.
And to Kashan both. Dear Minister, my name is Azimira, and I'm a minister of the Living Church of God here in Addis Ababa. I saw your occult book in the hands of one of our members and asked him to lend it to me for just one night. He was willing to do so. I read half of it in one night and convinced that the whole thing in the book is true as far as I am concerned, and encouraged the one who gave me the book to continue reading it. I'm appreciative if I can get 10 books of it for my congregation. So Kashan will have to do that. It helps us in our Bible study and to reach new truths. We agree with you in all aspects of the messages. Thanks. Go ahead with the truths. Yours to know more about God's truth and so forth in Addis Ababa. Here's another one. Dear sir, this is from Damti Delay. Dear sir, I'm fascinated with the new stimulating thoughts I was reading from your beliefs booklet, and that was online, or maybe he got that from Kashan. I am convinced that you're teaching the truths of the Bible because you put the biblical references for every belief. Thank you. I'm a truth seeker. I would appreciate if you would also send me some of your other booklets. God bless all your efforts, your brother in Christ, Damti. Dear Kashan, this is from Gared Daba. Dear sirs, with great attitude, we write this email to you. We've received your English books, God's Plan for Mankind, and the translated book of Occult Holidays or God's Holy Days, which. What tremendous books. We are not ceasing to put them to use even for 1 minute. We are learning whole new truths we never knew before. We are very thankful for your generosity. We are looking to meet your branch, that means Kishon, here in Addis Ababa. If you have one, please will you give us your address? Here's another one. This is from Dagafi Kibidi. Dear sir, I got your new book on the occult holidays, so on. I'm still reading it and became amazed by the messages. I blame myself for my ignorance. I have now decided to turn from my old and dirty ways, which leads to total death, to the beautiful, life-giving ways of God. All of this is possible from your book. The translation is very good and easy to read. My friend also wants to get this book. Would you please send him one? It is my prayer that God will bless you abundantly, your little brother in Christ. And this is from Ziliki Abi in Addis Ababa at the university. Dear CBCG, my name is Zekeely, and I am an iTech student, information technology, yes, student at Addis Ababa University. I wrote this email to thank you for the book, God's Plan for Mankind, Revealed by His Sabbath and the Holy Days, which I received yesterday. The cover is an appetizer to read the book. I'm finished reading the first three chapters today. While I'm reading the next chapter in our library, two friends of mine came and interrupted me to see what I was reading. I showed it to them. They became very interested to read the book. Could you please send two books to my friends? Thanks, and God bless you in your efforts in reaching people with these timely truths. Very sincerely, Ziliki Abi. This is very interesting when you consider that there are even some people in the churches of God, because they have been brainwashed the wrong way, are now abandoning the holy days. What a different attitude. Okay. Here's another one. This is from Ariga D. Bibi in Addis Ababa. This keeps going. We'll have a congregation over there in Addis Ababa.
Yeah.
Dear Pastor, I got your email address from your website when I read the book about occult holidays, which I got from a friend. The book is great. I was formerly a very staunch believer in pagan holidays. That was when I was ignorant. I didn't get the truth from my church pastor. When I met him with a new book in my hand, showed him the reality, he rebuffed me. Anyway, I'm not concerned much about him. I know now the truth that makes me free. If I can get my own copy of this book, I'd really be appreciative. God bless you abundantly, your brother in Christ. Sounds like he's produced 10,000 of these books. This is from Nesibu Damte in Midahara. Dear sir, I was amazed when I received the book Occult Holidays or God's Holy Days, which from a brother in Christ. With its beautiful cover, I became eager to read it. When I began reading it, I couldn't put it down. The book contained vast gems of information, all new to me. Yesterday, I had shared it with a friend about the deception which we are being kept in, the occultism, pagan holidays, contrary to the scriptures. He became very interested to hear more. I suggested to him that he can get the book if he is a truth seeker. Please, would you send one to me so that I can give it to my friend? Thank you, and God bless you. Here's another one. This is from Ayina Cho Desta in Addis Ababa. And he says, Dear Pastor, I'm a member of the Full Gospel Pentecostal Church here in Addis Ababa. Do you know what led me to this email? I will tell you. An evangelist came to my home yesterday, and he had in his hand this book of yours, which speaks about occult holidays and so on. I took the book from his hand, began reading the instructions. It makes sense to me as I continued reading it. In an hour, I read the first five chapters and decided to learn more. I begged the evangelist, he's probably referring to Kishon, to lend it to me just for one night, but he politely told me that he was reading it very carefully and suggested for me to write to you so I can get the book. I beg you in the name of Jesus Christ, send me this great book, eagerly waiting your response. May God bless you in all your efforts, and for those who want to be free from the shackles of these end times fallacies. Here's an interesting one. From Garadu Lema in Addis Ababa. Dear sir, I lead a small fellowship group which split from the SDA church. We keep the Sabbath and live as much as possible by biblical truths. I got two of your books, one on the Trinity, the other on occult holidays, God's holy days, which the revelation is great to us as we are open to new biblical truths. We accept the messages contained in these books. We thank God for visiting us with these truths which freed us. Is it possible? I want seven of each for the believers with me. We ask this very humbly. We call all the blessings of God upon you. Thank you, your brother in Christ. P.S. If you have a branch or a fellowship group in Addis Ababa, we would be very happy to know about it. Dear minister of God, I'm a 36-year-old, God-fearing, teachable person. I live in Shashi Mani and attend a congregation on Sunday. Before I read the most thrilling and full of truth, Cult Holidays or God's Holy Days, which book here in the library? So he's got some in the library somewhere. My life has turned 180 degrees from what I believed in the past. I thank God for this new change. I have begun keeping the Sabbath and want someone who can teach me and want to get my own copy of the book. Please send me your minister if you have one in Ethiopia. There are many people here who want to know more about the truth. May God bless you for your kindness in Jesus' name. Here's another one saying, send the True Sabbath and Occult Holidays. So that's pretty good. Now, I got another email here I need to share with you. And this is from Don Junovich. Now, he's the one who owns the printing factory in China. He's going to be here and will be in Hollister on the 19th, and he knows Bob Ellsworth, so Bob Ellsworth said he's going to drive him up and they'll be here. He said, just wanted to let you know that in Orange County, California, and we'll visit you on Tuesday the 19th of June. It says here, then here's from Selena, his helper over there. She says, hi, Fred, our dummy is ready. Now, that's the new dummy, which is a perfect Bible for dummies. There's nothing in it. Okay. And sent out this morning by FedEx, tracking number, so she gives it, will arrive on June 18th, Monday morning. By the way, because the lambskin sample sent to us by Express was folded, there will be a little wrinkle on the face of it. It will not happen when we are doing the books. If you have any questions, please do not hesitate to tell me. Okay, so that'll be good. So we will see what the lambskin Bible will look like on Monday. The overseas offices are Canada, Post Office Box 125, Brockville, Ontario, Postal Code K6V5V2. For Australia, Biblical Truth Ministries, GPO Box 1574, Sydney, 2001. New Zealand, Post Office Box 242, Waihi, Waihi, 2981. Republic of South Africa, Post Office Box 2624, Wilro, Park, Postal Code 1731. United Kingdom, Post Office Box 8224, Witham, Postal Code CM81WZ, United Kingdom.